Hi, Emily. I'm calling with a bit of a weird question. I've just been trying for like 40 minutes to get a hold of somebody to help me because I have like a potentially like injured little baby bird. And I wanted to, you guys deal with birds, don't you? Okay, so here's the thing. So I found him last night. He was like, I called like a bunch of rescues, but I just am not being able to get through to anybody. And a lot of places are saying they're like swamped because of the storm. So yeah, so that's what I found him last night around 6 o'clock in the middle of the road, just drenched. It was raining. He was shivering. I tried to put him at the foot of the tree. After a bit, nobody came for him. And I was like, there's cats around. This is too dangerous. So I put him in a box, wrapped him in a towel, took him home, put him in like a safe area, in a separate room. And he was fine by morning. He was like chirpy and happy. So I was like, okay, cool. The rain's gone. Let me take you back to your parents. So I put him back at the foot of the tree. Eventually, a bird came up that I thought might be one of his parents because it looks like the same kind of bird, but they did not feed him, even though he was like screaming for food. And I was watching for like a long time. I watched for over an hour, didn't see them feed him. And then I had to go for an appointment. I came back, watched them for like a while longer, still no being fed, but now he's got his eyes closed and he's like shivering a bunch. And it's just kind of scaring me that he might be like going into shock or something if he's not being able to eat. I probably could, yeah. Okay. That would be amazing. Yeah, I'll see. He's gonna be like, oh my gosh, what, you're grabbing me again. It's been like a couple times now, but yeah, let's do it. I think that's gonna be the best because I'm just like, no, little guy, please, like. Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely like, he's a fig bird. He's an Australasian fig bird baby. And it seems like he's a fledgling. And there is a bird that's literally has been like around him and like sitting next to him, but is not really taking, I think the bird seems concerned, but I'm like, I don't know if you're his dad or if you're like a foster or what's going on because it's like a male fig bird. But yeah, anyway, I'm just like, I'm worried. So probably best course of action. Okay, will do. Thank you so much, Emily. You guys are in Redcliffe, hey? Yeah. All right, awesome. I'll drive down now. Okay, bye.